Mayor Ray O'Connell is optimistic for Allentown with his recent State of the City address. The Civic Theater hosted the mayor and city residents for his remarks on where the city is and moving forward in 2020. For WDIY News, James Johnson reporting. Mayor O'Connell began by outlining 2019 statistics and achievements, including providing 3,400 meals to city children in need. Summer and winter youth leagues had 1,400 participants, and all four city pools opened with full staff. Allentown welcomed diverse business growth as 486 new businesses opened in 2019, an 18% increase over 2018. He also addressed crime in Allentown.
The second half of 2019 saw a spike in shots fired all over the city. Rival gangs exchanged shots outside Deja Vu nightclub in mid-June. 10 persons were wounded. Rest assured that Chief Glenn Granitz, the new Allentown police chief in the city, and the Allentown Police Department are working hard to prevent crime. Despite the increase in shootings, the city's number one Part 1 crimes fell again in 2019. Let me repeat, Part 1 crimes, which are your most serious crimes, fell again in 2019.
Allentown will add 3 new canine dogs by June, 6 fire department officers bringing a second aerial truck online by July, 4 paramedics for complete city coverage of the area 24/7, and bring Allentown Police to a total complement of 228 officers. Looking forward, Mayor O'Connell is committed to completing these initiatives. The Vision 2030 Plan, a collaborative community approach outlining a framework for the next decade. Focus groups and surveys from the community highlight these areas concerned: economic development, access and connectivity, services and amenities, youth, small businesses, and arts and culture, along with zoning code updates for future affordable housing. The 2020 census and accurate count of all Allentown citizens is important.
2020 census. In 2010, Allentown had an undercount of 30%. The census, more than 170 federal programs incorporate census population data into formulas that determine the range of level of funding available for cities. This population is referred to as the hard to count. And obviously the undercount, most of the undercount was in Center City, where people are very skeptical of anything such as a census. At the very least, we want to reduce the number significantly. At best, however, we want everyone counted. The city receives nearly $2,100 for every resident counted. If you have a 30% undercount and you could bring that undercount to 5% or 10%, you're talking over the next 10 years from 2020 to 2030 of probably anywhere from $75 to $125 million. That's unbelievable.
Allentown has created 17 census hubs throughout the city for information and outreach, including Wi-Fi hotspots to complete and submit your census form. Over $100,000 from the city budget is invested into promoting the hubs and the census. The general fund currently has a surplus of $1.9 to $2.1 million, but a Novak consulting report suggests expense growth will outpace revenue growth in part because of municipalities' 8.5% hike in annual health care expenses, which the mayor said will be addressed. He left off with this message for Allentown residents.
Here's the bottom line. Allentown is not my city. Allentown is not your city. Allentown is our city. I pledge to all of you, I will work with all of you to make Allentown a better place, a safer place, a place for opportunities for all.
For WDIY News, James Johnson reporting.